Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They're not hearing us, but I think I sent us affiliates away. So, sorry about that. All right.
Well, I can't hear you.
I know.
No sense in apologizing.
Exactly, right. Now, but we're still on the air. We're still on the air here in Omaha, which where you can go see these guys at the Funny Bone, funnybonomaha.com. Check out our buddies Ivan Decker, our brand new buddy Ivan Decker, and old Fred Ched Zumach all weekend long, starting tonight at the Bone. What? What's happened now?
I'm just looking.
All right.
Go about your business.
They can stream you online, too, right?
Yeah, and TNTRadioEmpire.com, all the places can stream, and podcasts, Alexa, the ugly places show, yeah. Yeah, but
so, Alexa, play Todd and Tyler.
We actually did a bit a while back where Alexa ordered dildos, and people, Alexa says in their room, what kind of dildos do you want, basically? And it worked for a while because people had the radio on and they weren't listening to Alexa, listening to the radio station.
Yeah, and the app would pop up and give you the selection.
Yeah, gives you a selection of dildos.
Specifically, what dildo you'd like to order.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I had a buddy that worked in an Amazon warehouse.
Oh, really?
He said that was like most of what he was putting in boxes.
Really?
That's like everybody's buying dildos, nobody's talking about it. Statistically, we all have at least six at home.
And nobody's talking about it.
I wonder if that's the number one seller at Amazon.
Dildos?
Yeah.
Yeah. According to him, he's like, it's high.
Well,
really,
it would be because it's because if you still have to go, if you go to a sex shop and buy one, even a big box sex shop, people are going to see you walking out with a dildo.
Yeah.
And that's a private thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, nobody buys DVDs anymore.
Right, and if you're a prominent citizen, you don't want to go into the local sex boutique.
Or just walk out with a dildo.
Walk out with an armload of dildos. Right. Now, if you run the comedy club, you got no problem doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll run out with an armload of dildos, and you don't care.
They think it's like a double whammy, big box in the big box.
Or, you know, I got a couple prop comics coming in this weekend.
Yes, they like to juggle.
Dildos.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't want to be hack or anything, but why do women wear those penis necklaces? I don't understand.
You mean for when...
Well, they do the bachelorette parties.
Oh, yeah. You probably see a lot of them in the comedy clubs, which I'm sure they're great for you. I know that people don't like bachelorette
parties. Are they actual size penis necklaces?
No,
they're my size.
Yeah. We, our midday girl just flew to... she's flying to Phoenix today? She's flying to Phoenix with a bunch of her friends for a bachelorette party, and I basically said... Did you pack the penis straws? Of course they do. I don't get it either. We've always said about those penis straws that if you're going to drink out of those at a bachelorette party, they should be actual size.
Yeah.
They should be just big things.
Or Zumach size. If Zumach is hosting the bachelorette party.
What the hell?
They should be Zumach size.
That's a new... You want large, medium, or Zumach size. You said it, Chad.
I know. I opened up the doors.
Yes, you did.
I get it. I could take a punchline.
Craig, join the program.
Boy, we don't have any more names to read on the Deadpool.
No, that's good.
Kind of.
We will eventually. Again.
Lost.
Is Jan Michael Vincent dead yet?
Wow.
That's a great reference.
He doesn't have a leg.
He lose a leg?
He lost his leg.
You know, was it diabetes?
I think it's from alcoholism.
Yeah, I think he turned. Yeah, because he was in the mid-70s. He was the stud, man.
He was like the Brad Pitt of the 70s.
Totally Brad Pitt of the 70s, yeah. He doesn't have a leg? Where'd that come from?
I just saw it online, and I clicked on. I go, oh, Jan Michael Vincent doesn't have a leg.
Yeah.
That was the headline?
Yeah.
Did you search specifically for that?
Yeah, I did a little bit. No, it just kind of popped up. Then I did a little bit more.
Famous guys who don't have their legs anymore.
At least he's working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He's got his name in the news. That's pretty good.
That's true.
Well, and Zumach's doing his research.
Yeah, right. He's trending. Is that what I got to do? He'll be trending now.
He'll be trending now.
For my legless celebrities a bit.
It was me. I took his leg, I wanted an extra one.
What do you do on your day off? I Googled Jan Michael Vincent.
Oh, wow. Or any leg-related celebrity news.
It's David Tell's birthday today.
Love David Tell.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's also the 15th anniversary of Skanks for the Memories.
Is it really?
Yeah, one of my favorite comedy albums.
Does Dave tour much?
I've got a potential date I don't want to blow.
Because we haven't seen we haven't seen Dave in at least 10 years.
I've got a May or June potential weekend
with
Attell.
Oh, yeah. He's my favorite.
And he works so much in the New York area.
I know he does, He's a busy guy.
East Coast.
I know he's not out much. I didn't really, or he would have been here. I get it, you know.
I'm not blowing.
I haven't watched Bumpin' Mics. Is it good?
It's great.
Is it good?
It's a throwback.
And they're
it's
all
fun.
Buddies, right? Those two guys are tight, right? Him and Ross.
It's good for comedy, that Bumpin' Mics.
Yeah.
Attell has one of my favorite jokes. I'm not giving away because he's done it on a special.
Right.
But he goes, I'm all for same-sex marriage. I'm all for it. Just as long as it's the same race.
That is an Attell joke. That's great.
It is.
Forbes magazine has ranked the highest paid comedians of 2018.
Where's Ivan Decker?
He is just out of the top 10.
All right.
I don't declare my income.
There you go. He just sends it back to family in Canada.
He's smart.
That's it.
That's right.
Sebastian Maniscalco. Is that how you say that?
Yes, yeah, Maniscalco.
Yeah. At number 10.
I used to open for him.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Is he a nice guy?
He was a great guy.
Okay.
I remember we did a bar gig and he got paid $500. I got paid $100 and he was counting the money on my Hyundai Sonata, and now he's the highest paid comedian.
Well, the 10th highest.
Yeah. Oh. 10th highest.
Still.
Yeah, he brought in 15 mil.
That's it?
Yeah.
He did blow up. He really
now,
did.
Now, 3 weeks, Square.
We have Pete Coriale here.
Oh, Pete?
Pete and Sebastian have
a podcast
together, and one of them has taken off, and the other one is here for...
Oh.
So that will be an interesting little week.
Somebody recently we had on the show with us used to do a podcast that some guy took off more. Who was that? Is that Wolf? Who was Wolf used to podcast with?
Josh Wolf is still doing his...
No, he does it with the actor. I'm thinking...
Oh, Freddie Prinze.
I think Eddie Ift and... who was the other
yes.
guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He has a TV show on Comedy Central.
Oh, it was Jim Jeffries.
Jeffries.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. Ift was here and said him and Jeffries had fallen out and Jeffries blown up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Left him in the Malibu
surf. He didn't seem too happy about that.
Jeff Dunham at number 9 brought in 16.5 mil. Jim Gaffigan, 17.5.
Two of the three of those guys are funny so far.
But it's a jalapeno on a stick.
Steak.
It's genius. Listen, it's on a steak.
He found an audience. I just never found him funny. And he was a dick.
Is he? I never
He was
him.
In our studio years ago, calling him with a funny bone. And he was just, we had a slightly dirty joke, and he went, oh, so we're going to go there. I'm thinking, oh, come on, dude.
He had a steak up his ass.
Yeah. He had a jalapeno with a steak up his ass. And by the way, he's pretty dirty on his shows, you know?
Yeah,
he's not hardcore dirty.
He's now far more edgy.
Yeah, he made a lot more money.
Since he worked Vegas, I think he got a little edgier when
How did he do radio without puppets?
He didn't.
He didn't. He would bring the puppets here.
The puppet was here.
He did?
What?
Yes.
All the ventriloquists do that.
All the ventriloquists do that.
Did you have to put a mic in front of the puppet?
Well, you felt like you had to because you started looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, there's some old guys. We had Otto and George in years ago.
And David Strassman,
who's retired now. But basically, he brought the stick in. But, you know, I actually liked it because we have a great story about Strassman. He's been retired. You might not remember this guy, but he was great. And he brought his puppet in. And we had a stripper in here with us. And Chuck Wood was hammering her, basically calling her dumb and stuff. This is years ago. And I kept looking at Chuck Wood, too, thinking, what's Chuck Wood going to say? Although I know it was Strassman.
Well, stripper
she was pissed at the dummy, not him. Strassman's saying these hardcore things about her sitting here, and she's pissed at the dummy.
She's looking at the dummy and arguing with the dummy.
That's my kind of girl.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, really? Yeah.
Perfect. I heard a story of somebody got a ventriloquist. Somebody stabbed the dummy. It was like
Otto and George.
Yeah.
Story in New York.
God, Otto's been going for a long time now. He's been going 5 years at least, right,
yes,
Otto?
Yes, he has.
Where else are we at on this list?
Terry Fader at number 7.
Who?
Do we know him?
More puppets.
Yeah, he's another puppet ventriloquist.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Two ventriloquists. Yeah.
But he did
10.
A sit-down. He did America's Got Talent.
Oh, got it.
And he got the sit-down in Vegas, so that's where...
Now, these are, all these guys are obviously very popular and they make a lot of money on the road, but these are also the guys that really hit it last year on the road, too.
Yes.
So when you always hear about rock bands making the most money per year, some bands aren't on the road that year.
But Terry Fader was in Vegas at the Mirage or something.
Got it.
And comic friends that we know, like Rick Kearns, would write for him.
Oh, okay.
He hired a lot of comic writers.
Well, who else you got there, Craig? What number are you at? 6?
And
Gabriel Iglesias at 6.
He's out there.
Fluffy.
Might be talking to him in about a week and a half.
All right.
Yeah.
Gabe's a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Ricky Gervais.
I know Gervais was touring right now. Is that counting his other stuff he does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was out on the road.
And he was on tour.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah.
Just not here, I guess.
Just theaters? Because Dunham was doing arenas for a while.
He still does arenas.
Does he?
My mother-in-law, when he was in town, big screens, watching the ventriloquist. from 60 rows in back? Pigeon Heaven?
Yes.
You kidding me?
That's weird.
I walked out the funny bone.
I know. not big enough TVs, that's why.
Right. That was it. Oh, look, he's on a stick.
Ricky Gervais at 5, Chris Rock at 4.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle at 3.
Oh, Chappelle's raking it in, huh?
Netflix money, man.
Hey, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Did I tell you guys I hung out at Chappelle's house this summer?
Oh, that's right. Oh, no, I always think of the tell when you say Chappelle. Yeah, you didn't get high with Chappelle.
Yeah, I told you that, right?
I know, but I know you don't get high, but it's like when you're with somebody, you
contact.
Do something.
I regret it.
Yeah, if you're with Tommy Chong, you get high.
Yeah, I regret it.
Yeah.
I was like, I should have broke my cherry there.
Right. Yeah, you should have. If you're going to do it at all, you're not going to do it now.
Nah, I can't.
Who took you there? Who were you with?
Godfrey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was just the three of us.
Yeah.
And the stuff those guys were saying, I heard the greatest podcast of all time, and no one heard it except for me.
Except for you.
Yeah, it was best.
I've got Godfrey finally booked here for Memorial Weekend.
Really?
But the reason I've had this conversation, though, I don't want him is because he goes so long on time. He doesn't care. He won't stick to time. He'll get off when the second show's supposed to start.
He got that in his head, so he gets off on time now.
Oh, he better.
No, he does, because he wasn't.
He doesn't want to deal with me.
Yeah, he didn't want, because the troop wasn't working a lot, too, so he sticks to his clock now.
All right, okay. Good.
I promise.
Right.
So it was a podcast, but they didn't have microphones?
Exactly.
You were just part of the house, right? Yeah. You did the Akron Funny Bone or something like that?
Where the Dayton Funny
Dayton,
Bone.
Dayton, I'm sorry, Dayton.
Because he lives there.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
yeah, so I was just sitting in his house and just listening to them talk. I was like, this is great.
Does he have a big, huge house?
No, it's kind of modest.
It's pretty modest.
Yeah,
for a guy because he's loaded.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's on this list.
Right. A lot of times when
number three,
yeah,
35.
When you do a podcast without any microphones, people just call that a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So what you heard there was a conversation.
Are you sure you weren't high? Maybe you got high anyway.
That's what I'm thinking, Ivan. He was high.
Contact high.
Did Dennis Rodman save you?
Rodman.
Come to think of it, it was Kevin Hart, actually.
Who's 2-1 this year?
Speak of the devil.
Kevin Hart and Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld's still out, yeah. Wow, yeah. Now Seinfeld, does that just count all his money he makes on other things?
Well, yeah. And I think he also got a pretty big payday from Netflix when they bought that Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah.
We also know what he makes just on the reruns.
Yeah, and on the road, I'm sure he makes good money, but I know Netflix gave him a big chunk of change for that.
Yeah, it was big. That was like the entire, what did they say he made? I think the whole amount is that.
Well, he's got a Netflix deal. He got Hulu streaming rights to all 9 seasons of Seinfeld.
Oh, wow. God.
Made more than $30 million from stand-up.
Yeah.
He's been on top of the list every year since 06, except for 1 year, which is 2016 when Kevin Hart took the lead. This year, they're just $500,000 apart, 57 mil.
1 year.
But still, yeah.
Man. Where's the Hiking with Kevin Nealon? That is not Netflix.
YouTube.
Is
it?
No.
YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah. I think that's just free on YouTube.
Yeah, I miss Kevin. I wish he would tour a little
more. Yeah, so do I. He's great. He's fun. And he's a good dude, too. Real nice guy. I was happy that he was nice. I want him to be nice, and he was.
Chappelle says that R. Kelly wanted to fight him over his impersonation of R. Kelly on the sketch series Chappelle Show.
He impersonated everybody on that show.
Yeah.
And he made him
but
hardcore.
Not everyone is as bad a guy as R. Kelly. Chappelle said during a stand-up show in Los Angeles that Kelly's goons threatened him over a video that referenced the child pornography charges against Kelly. He said that Kelly had confronted him asking why he would make the sketch. And the goons as well.
Were you drinking at least that night, Zumach? Now, were you careful not to be Chris Farley? And say, remember when you did that? Remember when you did that? Because you didn't want to say anything, did you?
I kept...
Because I was your fan. We all love Chappelle.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to be cool. And
act like you're... Okay, yeah, just hang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it'd been very easy to fall into that.
Yeah.
And be a fanboy in that situation.
After about an hour and a half, you just realize he's just another comic.
Right, yeah.
So it was fine.
All right, he just sat back like he was listening to a podcast.
That's right.
And he totally wasn't high.
Totally would not.
The stuff they were saying about other comics, I wish I could go on air.
Oh, really?
It's not my place.
Yeah, no, it's not. Oh, that'd have been great to hear, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you in the break.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Please.
Kevin Hart signed up to star in a live-action Monopoly movie.
Finally. That property is getting its due.
That's the story
we've all been waiting to be told.
There's no story. There's no story around the game. There's no story.
Who is he, the top hat?
Shut up.
Says you.
Is well, he the tiny
says,
car?
Says the audience.
That's where the writing comes in.
It's no Jumanji.
But start with a story.
They say that the plot of the movie has not been revealed, but a previous version of the project, they did have one.
Once again, no story.
A previous version of the project followed a young man from Baltic Avenue on his quest to make a fortune.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know that Monopoly guy has a name.
Moneybags?
Oh, yeah. Was it Uncle Rich?
Pennybags, I think.
Rich
Uncle Pennybags?
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but last time I checked, he's white. I don't think Kevin Hart can play him.
Who plays the shoe?
They're ruining my childhood.
Who plays the iron?
All this means is The Rock's going to be in the Chutes and Ladders movie.
Sitting there thinking about another game. Yeah, good job, Zubak.
There was a Clue, the movie.
Yeah, Clue.
Clue was great.
It was like
a story.
In the 90s, right?
It was a murder.
That movie.
It was a murder.
I love that movie.
Clue actually had a story.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
Shoot with The Rock in Chutes and Ladders. That actually might work. You know, climbing Chutes.
It's coming. I bet it's been optioned. Yeah. I bet if you look up board games that have been
optioned,
Chutes and Ladders is way up there.
I bet it is.
Chess. Let's have a chess movie.
Yeah. God, stupid.
Who plays the thimble?
Yeah.
That's the thimble.
That's actually where Kevin Hart lives.
In the thimble. There you go. There you go.
There's room in the top hat, too.
Yeah. That's a mansion to him.
I think Kevin Hart's funny. Don't get me wrong. I just think that he just does anything.
Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. Two men are under arrest for trying to hide nearly 160 pounds of marijuana in their luggage and cover up the smell with air freshener.
That doesn't work.
For a little now bit, they know.
But air freshener goes away.
Now they know. Yeah. Metro Nashville police say that a couple of canines at the Nashville airport alerted them to four pieces of luggage being unloaded from a flight arriving from Oakland. They say that there were visible, clear, vacuum-sealed bags sticking out of the zipper.
And they just sprayed it?
The two men agreed to open the luggage for police. They found the marijuana, both of them connecting in Nashville to go to Jacksonville, Florida. Now they're both facing felony charges.
Idiots. Idiots. Because they pack them in coffee grounds. They do everything. You spray your bad crap, it eventually goes away and smells like crap again.
But you're also dealing with 160 pounds. That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot.
Yeah, get a bigger suitcase for one thing.
Trust me, that's pretty overwhelming.
I know, but I'm talking about the way they tried to disguise it wasn't going to work. You know, just spraying stuff on it's going to go away. Because that's a lot of
skunk,
right?
Well, they had clear vacuum sealed bags. So they thought they had something there.
Got it. All right.
Yeah, you use that.
They took the whole bar, huh?
Osium.
What's that?
I don't know. Some stuff.
It's an air freshener.
Yeah. Okay.
They use it in hospitals.
It's one of my favorite bands, Rage
Against Osium? Yeah. Okay. Chad Zumach and Ivan Dekker. Ivan's your headliner this weekend. Feature act Chad Zumach, funnybone.omaha.com tonight through Sunday, right?
Through Sunday. We're doing it.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.